Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Accelerated Justice. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? Another emotionally charged week, for sure. Gonna take it all on. In the protest, the George Floyd's emotional memorial service and funeral, and the testimony of his younger brother today before Congress. You had a chance to see that. Boy, was that something. We'll take that all in. Talk about police reform. Are we talking more than just lip service when it comes to Congress? It looks like they're about to act, but we'll see. Voter troubles in Georgia. Does that serve as an omen for what's to come in November? And the Twitter troll in chief, when you elect a reality TV con man, you get what you get. We'll talk about his latest Twitter trolling ways. And he might make a speech about race relations. Uh-oh, what could possibly go wrong? All of that, you in the mix. Oh, so much great music. We got some special selections for you. You forgot 45s, too. And you, it is a pop-up weekday coffee clash on Wednesday, June 10th. 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter remains a 24/7 oasis. Live on podcast. Chime in at AB Rides. And if you're taking along for that live ride, more and more folks are doing it. Facebook page, PopNet chat box at your service. Have at us the way that works best for you. The talented, tenacious TCS crew are handling things for us. As per usual, you'll find Trudy and Aurora in the booth and Nella headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Get their great app, and you can have contactless ordering for all your favorites. Also by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And with your pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online. PopNet is up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Lots happening and lots to talk about. Let's get started. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Here, what it is ain't exactly clear. want to send this one out to the kids that marched in Seattle. And then we're at the Seattle Center. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it this soon. You'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, well then you'd better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the time they are changing. And all you writers and critics who prophesize with your pens, yeah, well, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Or the loser right now might be later to win. And the time they are changing. All you senators and congressmen, heed the call. Don't you stand in your doorway, don't lock up your hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. And that battle outside that's raging will soon be rattling your windows and shaking your walls. For the time they are changing. Oh, you mothers and fathers from across the land,
fans of Forgotten 45 from the Osmonds on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Brandi Carlile infusing her folksy soulfulness into the Bob Dylan classic, The Times They Are A-Changin'. Billy Bragg and Wilco doing the same for the Woody Guthrie standard, All You Fascists Are Bound to Lose. And a great interesting cover is Girl in a Coma for handling a spiky version, if you will, Stephen Stills' Buffalo Springfield tune, For What It's Worth. Indeed, I told you the music will help bolster our spirits, help us energize for the conversation and the actions ahead. And will it be more than lip service when it comes to Congress? They look like they're on the fast track for serious police reform, which includes things like totally illegalizing chokeholds. Do you think that would be done already universally across all police departments, having a database of disciplinary actions taken against police, again, something you think would be pro forma, but it's not. Better training and diverting funds to community health, mental health, those sorts of things, which, of course, under the banner of defunding the police, this is something which I say the Democrats have got to work on their messaging, because this will scare the heck out of a lot of folks who will think, oh, my God, it'll be bedlam, it'll be mayhem. That's what A.G. Barr and Donald Trump are trying to put forth, and it's not true. So you got to be clear with what your message is and clear with your language, because language does matter, and what people think it means also matters, even if they're wrong. So you have to explain it, make it clear, make it concise, and maybe not call it defunding, but just reframing it, reform. Just call it police reform and put in all of those provisions, and let's see if it really happens. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be joining us for the live May 10th show. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open for those purposes, so have at us whatever way works for you. Abby on Twitter says, Trump, three wives, no dog, countless affairs, six bankruptcies, 3,500 lawsuits, 26 detailed cases of assault on women, six Vietnam deferments, 19,362 lies in 3 years, never laughs, caught stealing from his charity, 351 rounds of golf, no friends. Yeah, too bad we weren't warned. We were warned. Of course, I know that was sarcastic, but, you know, I always say it's as advertised, only worse. And we'll get worse, believe it or not, if he ekes out another victory in 4 years, you know, for the next 4 years, come November. And November is just a few months away. And boy, oh boy, we had an omen of what's going to happen come November 3rd for the election, the general election in Georgia with their primary, all kinds of debacles where the polls weren't working. People had to wait in line for 6 hours. The Secretary of State blaming it on the poll workers that they didn't know what they were doing and how to use the new machines. The poll chiefs are saying that's not true. The Secretary of State should done better training. And of course it comes down to, should we have universal mail-in voting, which is part of what the Democrats in Congress want to push, and of course the Republicans are pushing back because, hey, more access could mean we could lose. That's what it is. We want to disenfranchise as many people as possible. We've already purged people off the rolls. Voter suppression is a much bigger deal than voter fraud. If you hear the right-wing media tell it, it's a different story. So be warned about that, and that's kind of serious stuff. I don't know. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. JB, speaking about the Georgia elections, says, anyone involved in fighting for fair elections in Georgia, is there an organization I can donate to that will help prevent this from happening in November? Stacey Abrams, of course, her Fair Fight organization is up and running from Georgia. Remember, Stacey Abrams probably really did win the Georgia election for governor a couple of years ago. There was a lot of cheating going on, and the guy who was in charge of the elections, the then Secretary of State of Georgia, is now the governor, Brian Kemp. He didn't resign his post or step down or let somebody else handle it. He was kind of monitoring his own election, and people in Georgia let it happen. Or the brain trust in Georgia, I should say, let it happen. I mean, that is really ridiculous. There were a lot of irregularities, and it was a razor-thin victory for the guy who was watching the votes. Ira on Twitter says, if it looks like Brian Kemp and sounds like Brian Kemp and smells like Brian Kemp, it must be Brian Kemp. Even Putin thinks the elections in Georgia, USA, stinks to high heaven. Georgia elections are back, and we're bad. Brian Kemp is bad, and what's going to happen in November? I get ya. It's not good. We have to be careful. That is for sure. Reach out. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box open, where we have Cindy chiming in. The Georgia elections sound no good. As you always say, push for mail-in voting universally. I know Congress is trying it. Yeah, the Dems are trying it, and I know that the Mitch McConnell folks are going to try to thwart it because Donald Trump doesn't want to go anywhere near that, which is pretty scary stuff. But he does want to go near, by the way, more rallies. He's itching to get into rallies. He's like, well, if they can have protests during the COVID pandemic. By the way, the pandemic is still going on, and as we're speaking, 21 states have had spikes. Some of these people in reopening phases, sometimes they started reopening before they should have. It's kind of scary, and of course, with all the protests, they say there could be more. People who were involved in protests are urged to get tested. We'll see in the next few weeks. People are fearing that by July 4th, we already see more spikes now with people opening. But because we're not talking about it, doesn't mean it's not going on. We have 112,000 plus people that are dead. It's still going on. Trump wants to, you know, he doesn't wear a mask. He wants to just turn the page and pretend everything's fine. Not so much. Think about that. As you are in the middle of your reopening, venturing out here and there, I had my first sojourn off my quote-unquote compound where I live to visit my tax accountant and do some banking. And it's kind of weird, you know, venture out into the real world. You do what you have to do. You do it at your own pace. Folks who have to get back to work, I get it. But you got to take precautions, and you got to be careful, and you got to realize we're still in the midst of this thing. It's not over, that's for sure. Reach out Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Carly in the PopNet chat box says, hey, great listening to the show, love it. I hope that you're right. It's going to be more than lip service. Congress is getting behind this whole thing with the George Floyd situation. Let's hope there's momentum now. Finally, we need it. We need a revolution, it looks like, right? Talking about it for years. Sometimes it happens overnight, sometimes not so much. Let's keep talking about it, though. Compassion.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sound? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sound? Like a while they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line. Gonna rise up, get there, yeah. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run. Talking about the revolution. It's finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying to those of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for.
A real solution. enough to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Light.
Light, oh Lord.
clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Mars and Luther and King, and recognize that there are times between us, all men and women living on the earth, times of hope and love, sister and brother.
Tim Feller, great song. Shed a Little Light on Martin Luther King, of course. On the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, and a pair of revolutionary tunes from Tracy Chapman and the Beatles as we rev up for the work ahead. And indeed, taking it all in as we are, so much going on. You talk about chaos with the pandemic, the protests, the election around the corner, and you better believe they're going to try to steal this election every which way they can, Trump and company. Don't forget about it. Suppression is a much bigger deal than voter fraud, and they're going to pull out every tack they can to do it, to get this guy, quote-unquote, reelected. So we got to stay vigilant, and we all have to unify behind Joe Biden. And I'm very disheartened when I hear people with a platform who are wishy-washy on it, like Charlemagne the God, who's got a big sway with a black audience, was on cable last night saying, well, Joe Biden has to go further. He's a lot to answer for. He's got a lot of work to do. I don't expect anything from Trump, but there's no but. Now, listen, you can say anything you want, and people have a right to it. It's the same thing I say to the people who are the far-left folks who are pushing for a third party. Well, don't just pick a corporate candidate. I understand you can do what you want, but you have to understand this. If you vote, you throw your vote away, you do a protest vote, you don't vote, you write in Mickey Mouse or Bernie Sanders, you're essentially voting for Donald Trump, and you have to understand that. And 4 more years of Donald Trump will erode this democracy even further, and erode so many things that people care about, from climate change to human rights, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, you name it. You want that, and you want this country to possibly lose the precarious democracy, then do the protest vote. Otherwise, you have to vote for Joe Biden. It doesn't stop the election. If you don't think he's progressive enough, push him. Push him further, and you vote for a down-ballot blue slate so that maybe we can get some help, take it back to the Senate, retain the House. Maybe we really can see some real strong strides being made. Let's put back that Obama coalition. But to say, to be lukewarm on it and have the enthusiasm issue that we had in 2016 isn't going to cut it. And I want to see people with those big platforms get out there and say that to their constituents and their audience. You really need to vote. But then, of course, when you try to vote, like they did yesterday, people are waiting in line for 6 hours, you can't vote. This is the problem. They're going to try to muck it up because they know it's that bad. In the polls, which you know I don't love, his approval rating has dipped to 38%, the lowest ever. Somebody said that's Jimmy Carter territory. And yes, Biden so far in a lot of polls is leading by 12, 15 points. It's 5 months out. So I don't put a lot of heat in polls, and I don't want to get into complacency over them, as you know. But we still have to be vigilant and get out every single vote. It's just that important. And it's a real problem if we don't do it. On the front of what's happening in the world, Aiden posted a video and said this man is kneeling as a correction. This man who's kneeling is a New Jersey correctional officer. He's mocking George Floyd murder. Again, he's a correctional officer. I wish you all could see the torture that secretly takes place in prisons and jails. It's not just a few bad apples. It's a racist and violent system. That means we have to make changes. You're not going to see changes with another Trump regime. It's just not going to be happening. I mean, let's understand what is going on and who can help us and who can move us forward. And that's the important time. Who else we got here? Anybody else? Miller says, what a bunch of Trumpers. Remember in November, he is also posting a video with people and a bunch of Confederate flags and guns. I don't understand what Confederate flags and guns have to do with protesting to get your freedom back, supposedly. They are Trump's very fine people. They're not thugs. They're just Trump voters. Biden 2020, he says. Ay, 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 we got problems. Absolutely no accountability if you vote for Trump again, so says Patty. And I hear you. I do hear you. Trump can't wait, though. He wants to do rallies because he says, if you can do protests, why can't I do rallies? So he's gearing up to do rallies. They've already talked about moving the convention from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, to Jacksonville, Florida, because the governor in North Carolina, who happens to be Cooper, I believe his name is Governor Cooper, he happens to be a Democrat, said he can't guarantee that you can have that many people considering we're still in the midst of this pandemic. Now, I guess the guy in Florida, DeSantis, is okay with that because he was okay with spring break until he wasn't either. So it's just unbelievable. By the way, Florida has reopened and they have spikes, one of the many states involved in seeing spikes as they reopen and maybe reopen too soon. Now, we're reopening here in New York. Supposedly, they've taken right precautions, but supposedly the metrics are on our side, but we've also seen a lot of protesters. So who the heck knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months? It's daunting, to say the least. As I say, precautions, be careful, be wise about it, be smart, and let's be vigilant, though, when it comes to voting and getting changes that we need done. Dom in the BobNet chat box, love to hear it. Thank you so much for doing a midweek show. You're welcome, Dom. Thank you for taking along for the ride. Trump, one of his big stuff categories, but he's sometimes in a bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Go figure. Weigh in on the other Gwisha.
It's the big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
Donald Trump is a narcissist and he's an egomaniac.
A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
His narcissism outweighs his ability to do the baseline of politics.
We need someone with a servant's heart, not someone who's a narcissist.
Extreme narcissists like Donald Trump, there's a smallness too, a pettiness, a petulance.
Grandiose notion of self-worth, pathological lying, lack of empathy and remorse.
I think there's pretty strong evidence that he's a psychopath.
You walked in to the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your business was Africa. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself go by. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner.
Of my popularity, honestly, my looks.
Donald, 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 Donald! Have you guys seen the president? Donald?
Donald!
He sounded pretty angry from the tweet that he just sent. Donald, Donald,
Donald,
Donald! He said he'd make the country great, at least that was his promise. Hey, Ivanka, it's Randy. Have you seen... Thanks. And now that it's a mess, you think at least he tried to calm us. Donald, Donald, Donald,
Donald!
There's riots all around for an injustice that's systemic, and suffering and sadness from a dangerous pandemic. I sexted Jared Kushner and I drove by Mitch McConnell. I looked on every golf course and I checked every McDonald's. His Adderall kicks in, and since it makes him kind of hyper, he acts like he's a big shot. But he's scared to wet his diaper. Donald, Donald,
Donald,
Donald,
Donald.
Guess who's hiding in the basement? It's that coward,
the bunker boy.
Who's dividing? Cause it makes him feel empowered,
the bunker boy.
A commander-in-chief might address all the grief and what's happening out in the street.
But he's only a clown, so he hides underground and he sits on the toilet and tweets.
So be careful not to scare him. He's a flower.
The bunker boy.
At the height of the protests outside the White House, President Trump was moved to the bunker.
I wonder if there's Wi-Fi and a special tanning station. I bet it smells like hamburgers and quiet desperation. I hear they had to childproof the bunk bed that they got him. Does he have a little ladder? Doesn't need one. He's a bottom.
I am your president of law and order. I will fight to protect you.
That person is a light up. It's our hero.
Loves to berate every city and state, cause you know how he likes to act hard. Then he heads for the hills and he Netflix and chills while he calls out the National Guard. For the camera he mugs as he calls them all thugs while they beg him to stand up and leave. Then he sends in the cops for his own photo ops and he acts like he knows how to read.
Who's that Roger? Who's that crack on? Who's alone?
The bunker boy.
Bunker boy?
Bunker boy.
Who's that Roger? With no mask on.
So he lies there alone and he gabs on the phone to his girlfriends like Putin and Kim. He's embarrassed because they're all laughing at us, but they're all only laughing at him.
All only laughing at him.
All only laughing at him.
Donald's
got hiding in the basement. It's that coward.
I will solve the problem.
The
cooperation, not contempt.
The bunker boy.
I will fight to protect you.
I am your president of law and order.
Don't vote for that bitch!
I will fight to protect.
Go to sleep.
Randy Rambo, what a genius. Bunker Boy on the Emmy Bethorkiewicz Show. Yes, that's the audio version. Check out the video. It's even better, but lots of fun indeed. Early Simon's anti-Trump version of You're So Vain. And that was an ad, I think, back in 2016. Still hold true today, even more so. And Mr. Big Stuff from G9, with a wink and a nod to Millie. We have a pop in the chat box. Thank you for the kind words and taking along for our Wednesday ride. Happy to have you with us. Lots of folks chime in, so we'll get down to what everybody's talking about. Where do we want to go here? Rapunzel on Twitter says, "I'm all for reforming the police, but let's not use the word defund. It has negative connotations. It gives Trump and the Republicans fuel for their lies. They want to use that term to spread the lie that the left wants to abolish the police. We don't. Exactly what I'm saying. You've got to get your messaging straight. Call it reform. Don't call it defund. Talk about retraining. Talk about diverting funds for other services like community mental health, education, etc. That's fine. But don't use the word defund, because what you mean and what it means can be misconstrued. And they're going to use it. Somehow, and I don't get it, as I keep saying, the Republicans are better at some of this messaging than the Democrats, with all the intellectuals and all the Hollywood folks and all the people that you should be good with words are involved in this. Get on board and let's get it together. Carla says, you're right, it's a binary choice. Folks have got to be excited about Biden, whether they are or not, because he does stand between us and the end of democracy. Yeah, I know. I hate to be hyperbolic. It sounds hyperbolic when we say that, but there's a real difference here. It's not just, oh, well, they're all the same kind of deal, which is what people said in 2016. So you can have your preferences, and by all means, once the election is over, that doesn't mean the fight is over. You keep pushing. You can push Biden. Biden is someone who can be pushed to more progressive ideals because it's in him. It's part of his makeup. He can do it. Trump isn't going to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't care to do it. He's all about his own self, his own power, his own aggrandizement, and the toadies around him are going to enable him as much as they can because they want to cling to their power as well. Get that through our heads, and we got to shop, but we have to work hard and we have to be vigilant because every single vote is going to count because they're going to try to strip every single vote they can and suppress it and not count it and defund it. You talk about defunding, not funding the mail-in voting effort, which we really have to push for. It's in serious times. So please, let's get it together, as they say, and be honest about what we're doing. Nathan says, Jesus was a socialist and told people to sell their belongings and give it to the poor. He provided food and medical care to the poor without charge. His message was love and inclusiveness. I don't know how anybody could say Trump is Christ-like. Yeah, they don't say he's Christ-like. They say that he's their tool. This is the evangelical base, which apparently he's losing a little bit of support. He went down 15 points from 78% to 62% or something like that in the last couple of months, allegedly. Again, it's all polls, and polls are just a snapshot. But they're using him to get their judges. But honestly, what his latest Twitter rampage is all about is he trying to gin up this conspiracy theory, which is ridiculous, that this guy, Martin Guglio, is that the guy's name, in Buffalo, the old gentleman, the older gentleman, 75-year-old, I don't know if he's retired or current social worker, who was pushed down by police during a protest, and they ignored him when he was bleeding. He tweeted that he might have been a provocateur from Antifa. It was a setup, he's questioning. And the guy was actually fell harder than he was pushed, which makes no sense. He's bleeding from his head. So even if it was a setup, he was still pushed, and they still ignored him and walked over him and by him, the police. It's on video documented that. But this is what we get when we, quote-unquote, elect or install a reality TV con man who was, by the way, a frequent call-in guest to the Alex Jones show. Alex Jones, the big conspiracy theorist that he is. So what do you expect when you elect somebody like that? That's what we got. 4 more years of this? No, thank you. It's going to be a disaster, in my opinion. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, still available. One thing we can do, celebrate our own creativity. That helps a little bit. Exhale. Write. Process your feelings. Paint. Sing. Plant a garden. Dance. Do something that explores your own inner artist. And when the Inspiration to Action challenge has helped folks reconnect in that way, I am so gratified. Henry in Lansing, Michigan writes in that the challenge has helped him focus and invigorate some creative impulses that I have left for a long time. Been doing it for a while, and it helps me reconnect. Yes, I like writing. I'm also a landscape architect and do some other things as well. Thank you so much. Enjoy your show. The music and the commentary blend is perfect. Well, thank you, Henry. I appreciate that. Inspiration to Action, please keep going, and please tell us about it. If it works for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is on me. Either way, reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawi, ARKAWI.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. While you're there, you can check out my stories, Eliza Gordon Mysteries. Some other goodies are up for grabs. Chime in, too, with guest suggestions and big story and Forgotten 45 requests. It's one-stop shopping. We also have the podcast links and social media connections all there at the website, amybetharkawi.com. As we say, creativity is the fountain of youth. A special 80th birthday celebration going on just the other day. Nancy Sinatra. Her boots are still made for walking. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha. Happy birthday to one of the 60s icons.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
On July 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell. In cell block number 4, red like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun, bang, 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 trying to stop my gun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. With your hands up in the air, you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two guns, the shooter said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause now they're shooting it. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. We're up in cell block number 9. They called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. And there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Yeah, Wanda Jackson, great rockabilly hit on the Evie Beth Show. Forgotten 45, Trudy Root Around the Archives for Delia. And that one, there's a riot in cell block number 9. These boots are made for walking. Newly minted octogenarian Nancy Sinatra. Keep going, keep going. Long may you all run and ride with creativity on our side. And lots to energize and take care of and improve. Happy to hang out with you guys on this Wednesday, June 10th show. A lot of folks chiming in, playing with us in real time, and we love it. Don't forget, if you missed the show, though, want to hear it again or any of the other shows, all the shows are archived for podcasts. That's the beauty. Follow the Andrew Bethorkowy Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow, BTR, Spotify, select editions to in the Arts Radio Network and PopNet, and all roads lead back to our website, AndrewBethorkowy.com. Love it when you're playing with me in real time. It's always a pleasure. That's for sure. Zorro says, Trump gassed Americans. If you were gassed or just protesting, you should be voting for Biden as the next POTUS. He said he tear gassed Americans to get a photo in front of a church he doesn't go to, holding a book he never reads. Steve said, it's right, it's a binary choice. Biden might not be my first choice, but he certainly is better than Trump in a big way. Let's all get on board. I'm agreeing, but the voting is a big issue because they're going to try every which way but loose to steal this election. You know, we talk about the Obama coalition. Well, back in 2008, you ran against McCain, who was an honorable person, an honorable opponent. Trump will stop at nothing. He will stop at nothing, and he has enough toadies around him who will do the same because they want to hang on to their power too. And if we get four more years of this, say goodbye to America. Again, I know it sounds hyperbolic, but it really isn't. It's a big deal and a big difference. Luke on Twitter says, is it time for international observers to step in to monitor U.S. elections? The Georgia thing was a debacle. I was there, so says J.D. I had to wait over 3 hours. Nobody knew what they were doing, and they tried to suppress the vote, particularly in the black communities. Aha, that's what they say. The majority minority population polling places seem to have more strife and problems than other areas. What's that about? Think about it. When you talk about reforms that need to take place and what's at stake, we have to energize the levels that will overcome all the suppression and all the fraud they will try. Their chicanery is going to happen. We can't really stop it, but we can try to overdo it. So we have to really gin up that enthusiasm. And I so hope Biden, who is sounding the right grace notes, he says the right things, he met privately with the Floyd family, did not want to go to the funeral because he didn't want to cause a ruckus and have all the Secret Service there, but he met with the family. They were very happy to have him there and grateful, not, of course, wanting Trump. But he's sounding the grace notes of healing. He's the guy to do it. It's so such a stark contrast between him and Trump. And boy, oh boy, I cannot wait for Trump and his hostage video speech, if he does give one, about race relations. Too little, too late. It's not going to matter. It's going to go hollow, and he will then devolve into some ad lib that will take us back to Charlottesville, harken back to those not-so-healthy days, and then crawl back into his bunker, unless he's on a rally stage. I mean, it's a crazy, intriguing mix to analyze on a psychological level, but not so much if you want the guy to be the president of the United States, if you know what I mean. But it's just, we can't go down that road. But Biden, so far, he's sounding the right grace notes. He's campaigning in the right way. We still have a long way to go. I'm hoping that he's going to find that right running mate because we do have to energize the base. But I implore all the people who have sway with the black community and anybody who has a conscience to think about, look in the mirror and say, what do you want from this country? And who is the person who's going to lead us? Not be a perfect person. Nobody is. Nobody has been. But lead us on the way to a more perfect union. Obviously, it's Biden over Trump. I think it's an obvious answer. But you have to do the best to persuade fence sitters and people who are not enthusiastic, people who don't want to go to the polls, people who don't realize the importance of it. It's all of our jobs to get out there and help those people realize how important it is. So important. We have to do it. That's why we're here for each other. We're going to keep doing it. Thank you so much for playing with me in real time. I really appreciate it. Hey, the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, thank you for keeping us moving. ML headquarters, really enjoy it. Great music we put together for you today, and more of the same coming. One of the things that I've been enjoying the last few days is to dig into the new Jason Isbell, his new band, the 400 Unit. Their album is out called Reunions. Not a dud in the mix. Such great music, great artistry, and that always makes me feel good, too. By the way, there's a John Prine special. They're doing a tribute to John Prine online on YouTube on Thursday, tomorrow night. Is it 7 o'clock? I'm not sure. Check it out on YouTube. Some interesting people. I think Jason is both part of it. Bonnie Raitt, Casey Musgraves are going to do a whole bunch of the great John Prine songs, so that's going to be something to look forward to. I always say music really does soothe your soul. It can also energize us and get us bolstered and raring to go for the work ahead. And we do have a lot of work to do, but part of it is listening. And as a white person, I know I have to listen more and be cognizant of the fact that our experiences are different when it comes to police, when it comes to what is expected and allowed in society. And some of this has got to really change fundamentally. And it's got to change soon, and it's got to change in a real significant way. And we have to all be part of that, get on board, and do the best that we can to be part of that. Anyway, so with that in mind, we got some great music. Let me leave you with one. This one's from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit album. It's called It Gets Easier. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us, won't you? I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Take care. I love you all.
I've been drinking, same dream I have about twice a week. I had one glass of wine, I woke up feeling fine, and that's how I knew it was a dream.